You're listening to SBS News.
It's the end of an era for the pandemic, but not quite the end of COVID-19. The mandatory quarantine period for positive cases was first reduced from 7 to 5 days. Now it is no longer compulsory for Australians who test positive to coronavirus to isolate at all. Pandemic leave disaster payments are also finishing up, with the exception of people who work in high-risk settings, but National Cabinet has agreed to keep some financial support in place for casual workers. At the time of the decision, Australian Medical Chief Paul Kelly said other health measures needed to be weighed up beyond just isolation rules. But Professor Brendan Crabb, director at the Burnett Institute, is concerned about this move away from compulsory isolation.
So it's a really important part of the COVID response. It's also unfair to drop it because, you know, those who are in insecure work can't just, it's still a strong recommendation to isolate, but they can't do it. It's just not fair on those people. I find it also illogical.
Brendan Crabb has told SBS News that mandatory isolation is a useful tool when cases are low to safeguard against the next wave of infections.
You know, personal responsibility pretty clearly doesn't work in public health measures. Look how few people are wearing masks. Look how few people are getting their third dose, third and fourth dose. It seems very unlikely that that compliance will be high with isolation.
New South Wales Health is still asking anyone with symptoms to wear a mask if they need to head out and get tested for COVID-19. And although the registration of positive rapid antigen tests is no longer mandatory, it's still encouraged as voluntary practice. Western Australian health authorities are still asking anyone who becomes infected or is a close contact to steer clear of health facilities for 7 days. The Australian Medical Association is optimistic that isolation rules could return if coronavirus infections peak during the Christmas holiday period. Dr. David Nabarro is the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19. He's told the ABC that mandates can cause public anger, but as Australia enters this new stage, authorities need to deliver consistent messages.
Nobody wants to go on with the kind of restrictions that we've had to live under for the last 2.5 years. And so, yes, there's a risk, but I think that it is really important that those of us in public health are as clear as we can in our communication.
Dr. Nabarro is warning that coronavirus is still present in the community, but says the seriousness of the disease is likely to diminish over time.
We tend to see that the variants that are causing less severe disease, and that's our hope, is that the disease will become less severe year on year. Now, the severity is greatly reduced if people are vaccinated.
Since the start of the pandemic, COVID-19 has claimed 15,000 Australian lives. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.